Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, the most holy of days is almost upon us. And from now on, we're calling it Christmas again. We're going to celebrate the true reason for the season. The original pinup of the day, Jesus. Are you listening, HBS? What do you get for the man that has it all? How about a rootin' pootin' Russian cheese ball? Warning, contains gluten. It's President Trump's rootin' pootin' Russian gluten cheese balls. Mm. Is that what I should have said at the beginning?
No, you're fine.
Oh, thank you. Here we are. Start by asking your press secretary to pound three reporters into a fine paste. It doesn't really matter which ones. Then have her pour the paste all over your body. When it hardens, force it into the innermost sanctum of a Russian nesting doll. Be careful. In Russia, doll nests you. Have your press secretary hold the doll in an 800-degree blasting furnace for 3 hours. Don't worry. Her species has heat-resistant skin. When it's done, grab the doll by the handle and settle it out of court. After all, the doll was asking for it. Once you've sufficiently worn down its will... Pony wrote this, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He mentioned something in the subject line about gin.
A lot of hostility.
Yeah.
Once you've sufficiently worn down its will to live, you'll be able to crack it open and harvest the sweet goo inside.
Oh.
Now, have Sarah use her nostrils to suck out the goo without touching the sides of the doll. It's just like a game of Operation, only this time, you're playing for keeps.
Pony.
Next, send your loyal press secretary home. She must regenerate in the soil of her home planet for 24 hours before she can be seen by human eyes once again. Wow. Wow.
This is really dark.
It's time to make balls.
Yay!
Woo! Roll the goo balls in bleach flour until they're white enough for you to feel comfortable. Next, stick a reverse sausage through the middle of each ball, being careful not to trigger their gag reflex. If one of them throws up, they all will.
That's pretty funny.
Roll the balls off the table and let them gather plenty of lint as a binding agent. If you don't have any lint on the floor, check your belly button. It's a gold mine.
Ew.
Next, build a ball wall and make the balls pay for it if they refuse. Just say they're going to pay for it anyways. It doesn't have to be true. They're just balls.
Balls.
Now it's time to pick a cheese. It's your choice, douchebag. So, you'd better make it a good one. Mix the cheese with 4 table cups of premium Russian gluten and 13 pounds of dead skin cells that have fallen from your desiccated body. If it looks like a flake, it's ready to bake. Let the skin cheese and the dusty balls collude in a bowl for 48 hours. Then cover them with a double layer of
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
When someone finally discovers the balls, say that you can't remember making them and serve at room temperature in a rusty tuba. Everyone knows that trombones are too small, Rob.
Yeah, Pony.
By now, Sarah will have returned from outer space famished and craving heat. Reward her with blood and balls. Another delicious holiday recipe from Kraft. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a gin-soaked recipe there.
That's just terrific.
How about a little less hostility next time?
That was a late night.
Well, you know what I think? Yeah. I think if it makes Pony feel better to get it on paper, it's okay. Because it's that time of year.
I defer to you, Rob Spiewak. I'm not quite sure what to make of that. I sort of believe that's a Kraft recipe like I've never read before.
Yes.
It was
It
was obviously quite the political statement.
Yeah. I saw no politics in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's time you knew, Mike, that was not written by Matt Bloom. That was written by Chris Freites.
Chris Freights wrote that.
He did. That's, he sent it along.
It co-host of Political Persuasions. Thank you for all the downloads of Political Persuasions this weekend.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, Mike. It's your show. So what about less politics in our Kraft Baby Marshmallow recipes?
Yeah, more ingredients, you know, maybe.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. You know that I'm I may take pen to paper for one. And I always like going with just the weird fit.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, it got away from me. And it got into this kind of weird,
I thought he was
total
gonna,
stream of consciousness yeah. crap. That
I thought I was going to sprinkle antidepressants is hilarious, right?
That's,
or
yeah,
like, that's pretty that's funny.
The sad comma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really, to me, now the Kraft Baby marshmallow recipes sound like a bad acid trip, to be perfectly honest. It's like there's
time
some
to rein
horrible,
it in.
Well, yes, well I'll do another one before the week is out.
No, you won't. No, you won't. I will. I'll do the next one. I'll do the next one.
You guys can't be trusted.
Because you're the editor. You're the editor of that. You're the one that should have said to him, no, this doesn't work.
That was slightly edited.
Was it really?
Had it came across the desk, yeah.
Pony, what the hell is wrong? What's wrong with you?
Are you depressed?
I'm not depressed.
You were just excited to rhyme gluten and Putin.
Well, gluten and Putin was the basis of it, but gin was really the true muse.
Jake, it might be a tough political persuasions to do this week. Might be real tough. Last week, I was fed on the total euphoria of the Alabama thing.
And tax this breaks week, this week.
Tax breaks for the wealthy. Yeah. That's gonna
slash
be
and
me,
dash.
Me coming in with a depression, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. But we will be
bipolar persuasions.
bipolar persuasions.
Chris Freights, if I can get the plug in, Chris Freights and I will be doing another Political Persuasions this week for your holiday. It'll be the Christmas edition of Political Persuasion. Should be a lot of fun.
Hey, you know what? Keep it happy. Do a new feature, Holiday Roundup.
That's a great idea, Rob.
All the gifts.
That's a wonderful. That's a wonderful idea. I wish I had thought of it, but here we are. Yes. Yeah. It's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be a wonderful week of shows, Mike. I can tell.
Yes. It's going to be a great week of shows as I source some of my premium content for my news from my prep services that all put up the wonderful news of the day that says, hope you enjoy your Christmas holiday. We'll be back after the first of the year. That's when, you know, you remember those days when we used to beat them by a week?
Yeah,
remember
like that.
When
you
we
could
used to,
stockpile
that was fun.
Some stuff.
Hey,
now they beat us by a week. That's right.
Hey, listen, we're going to be taking a full 2.5 weeks, so we'll see you on January 3rd. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely.
A chunk of December, and I didn't know this, I just found this out last week, terrestrial radio doesn't get rated during the PPM. So all the guys that are working right now aren't being rated at all.
I thought that
so
the
there's
new
really no reason for them
that.
To be there. What?
I thought the new system changed that because we used to schedule the vacation
Want to start that again?
Yeah,
rewind.
We used to schedule the vacation when
how much crown did you drink while you were staring at your tree over the weekend?
I didn't have, you know what? I didn't have
tree looked
crown
great by the way. Thank you for the picture.
The tree did look beautiful.
The tree was wonderful.
Very sad weekend with the tree.
Why?
Because it's probably the last year for this tree because it is a pre-lit tree and roughly 40% of the pre-lit lights don't lit anymore.
Light anymore?
Yeah, so I have to...
Did you mean to say
no, I said lit on purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
Okay.
He likes to do that.
How lit were you over the weekend?
Not a lot, actually. It was Friday was a pretty big night. But
I might have had an allergic reaction to organic margarita mix. On Saturday night.
Like the worst Jimmy Buffett song ever.
No, like I poured this margarita that I got at the liquor store. I got the margarita mix, the organic. Yeah. Is it Tres Agaves? Does that sound familiar to anybody? Organic margarita mix. And I poured me one and I went, Carla. This tastes like the one we get at Iguanaria. This really does. Even though it wasn't frozen, it tastes like that. And then suddenly I took like 4 sips of it and I sat in my my easy chair and just went. And then she looked at me and said, your cheeks are really red. And I'm like, and I only had like 3/4 of the drink and then I went to bed.
Shock. Yeah.
I was hoping for like a 3-margarita Saturday and I ended up having half of one and went to Dreamland.
Were you tired going into it? Because sometimes tequila can just accelerate, you know, whatever you're already doing.
Rob, I'm tired. I've been tired since 1983. I mean, that's the God's honest truth. And now, to be honest with you, with my son at the end of his cold that comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes, and crawling into our bed again at 5:30 this morning, I'm just your boy is tired. Your boy is tired beyond tired. But I was just curious about that. But back to you.
Yes.
So the tree, you know, they've got those bulbs that you can actually take out of the sockets and replace them with
new
ones.
But whole strings are gone. Like, I think it's you lose a bulb, and then sometimes you shake it and it comes
back.
Is
that the way it still is, that if you lose a bulb, it takes out the whole string?
No, no. So this is fuse-related or just utter age. This is a 10-year-old tree. Yeah,
ever try to take a fuse out of a string of those tiny little Italian lights?
All the time.
It's the worst.
For God's sake, it's ridiculous.
I'll say that if the effort, because of LED lighting now, you can just go and buy one for $99. Like, why would you sit there and try to hack
that
out?
Is that why the LED lights are like two times the cost of the regular ones?
Yes, they last forever.
Yeah,
they really do.
Do they really last forever?
And you can run 10 in a string, you know, on a regular old-fashioned lights. If you do more than three, you're going to blow a fuse in the lights.
And they don't put out heat. They're actually
safer. Where do you boys line up on the laser light that people put in front of their house?
Trashy.
Yeah, laser.
Kind of crappy.
Yeah, lazy is the
word. And it's not laser. It's a big flashlight.
That's all it is. Spinner.
Nothing laser about it.
We were watching it. We have two neighbors on our street that have it. And Carrie said, "What do you think?" I said, "I don't know." And the thing that would bother me is your bedroom. Can you imagine those lights coming in your bedroom?
It doesn't look good. Lazy. Like you just put a projector on your house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless you have this gorgeous home. Every house I see this on is not a house that should be lit. Like, it should be dark at night and you should pass
by. Yeah, don't spotlight it.
Prefab homes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like my neighbor.
You know, my neighbor put up, big floodlights next to my house. He's actually the new neighbor that just walked in. And it's not a Christmas light, but it's a big, bright light that, like, comes right in my window. And I went over and mentioned that, you know, could he reposition it? He had a real attitude. Yeah. I'll let you meet him when you come down here. You know what his name is?
What?
Samuel Jackson.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Love that movie.
We're an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, now. What seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have aerophasia.
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is fear of the ocean. Or gephyrophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything.
That's it!
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. Getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air on demand and heard 24/7 on our new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. And you can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by our good friends at Sleep Number. When it comes to holiday gifts, what could be better than giving the gift of better sleep? Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one. But who can afford a mediocre night's sleep? So listen, Sleep Number. Hey, listen. Sleep Number beds are comfortable, adjustable, affordable, with queen mattresses starting at only $899.99. Did you know 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side, so it's just right for the both of you. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart. I'm smart!
Smart!
They automatically adjust so you both sleep comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? I think not. My Sleep Number setting's an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was 90, and I feel great. Sleep Number beds are now even more affordable with special financing for 48 months on all beds, including the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Through December 18th, with a Sleep Number credit card, subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payment required. Ask store for details. You'll only find Sleep Number at sleepnumber.com or any one of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Not a code. You just tell them that I sent you.
Just say, hey, right? You know who sent me? It's Mike, that guy.
Right. Don't go in, buy a pillow, say you ask for a code from Pony and from me, and then bitch about the sales guy who wasn't nice to you. Okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, all right?
You're narrowcasting.
I don't need that on my homepage, as I explained in a personal message to you. But we start with social media once again, because, you know, I like to peek around on my homepage once in a while just to see what everybody's doing, what everybody's up for, and what's happening in the world. And so imagine my chagrin when I've been discussing this little vegan thing that I've been doing for a while, and we are, I guess, what, Thursday will be 2 full weeks, like 14 days that we've been doing it, and it's not a problem at all. We're enjoying it. It's actually, I'd be lying if I said I noticed anything dramatic other than a slight weight loss, but it's not hard to do.
How's the wind?
The wind is pretty significant on occasion. Depends on what you take in, and the, numero dos is functioning quite well. I was a one person a day, and now I'm a tour.
Thank you for naming today's show.
I'm a tour a day.
Numero dos.
I'm a tour a day. Let me see. And so imagine my chagrin when kindly Richard Reinhardt, puts on my homepage, hope your new diet isn't for any hidden illness. Either way, best of luck. I love cheese too much to switch to vegan. Stay strong. And he links me to an ad. Father of two was cured of cancer after going vegan. Thanks, Richard, but I don't have cancer, and I appreciate that. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with people?
It's the holiday season, and we're all missing
it. Is it the holidays? Doesn't anyone know you? If you had cancer, you'd run around telling everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be huge. It'd be a ratings plus. Yes. It'd be a ratings
press
bonus.
Release.
Sweeps week.
And by the way, I might have it. It just hasn't been diagnosed. That's it. You know, I might very well have it somewhere.
Way
I think
to play
we all
it
might
smart.
Have it.
You have
thank you.
Numero numero cancer.
No, what I have is the malady of the day. After 2 years waiting to get back on the golf course,
right.
I walked off the course on the seventh hole and quit because I threw my back out horribly. I threw my back out like horribly. And I think I scared my playing partners because I was pounding on the top of the golf cart. I was so pissed. I'm like, you know, when you see an athlete get carried off because he blows
out that his here, Mike.
ACL. Yeah. So I'm going
Was it after you missed a putt?
No, it was not after I missed a putt. It was after I missed a 6-iron, full swing on a par 3.
Really?
And almost went down to one knee. And so it's been coming for a while, to be honest with you, Ed. So I go see Dr. Needles today. I'm going to see Dr. Needles.
Do you stretch out before you play?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you didn't go down on a knee because they would have thought it was a political statement.
See, I have anything in my body that involves cartilage is pretty much, this is what my body does. Really? That's the sound of my body.
It's shot.
This is longer running than anything. This is my 20s, situation. So I'm going to go to Dr. Needles today, the bodybuilder doctor.
Oh,
and,
him.
And see if he can, what he can do. I want to, because I got a few buds down here that do that, and I'm up for modern medicine. Shoot me for that. Put all the poison in me you want to. Just don't let Richard Reinhardt know, because then he'll say, stay strong, and I didn't need to stay strong.
So this is not an oncologist you're going to today?
No, this is a pain management and spine specialist.
I see.
Good man.
And he's the same guy before I got the hip replaced that injected me there, too. So he's the guy.
Don't
let
him give you any opiates.
You know what? It really
is an
epidemic.
Hey, it's the holiday season. I'll take as many as I can get. I'd love that, you know? I'll be just like Rob looking at his tree. You know, hey, by the way, we have a clip of Rob looking at his tree. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, no! Come on!
Hold on. It's not over yet.
Oh, God!
How long did it take you to put your tree together, just out of curiosity?
Well, we did everything on Saturday as far as decor, and I believe it was 11 to 7, so about 8 hours to do everything. But I included outside lights and all the boxes and stuff.
Hours?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
But drinking and hanging out and having fun?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Are you talking about decorating your entire house or your Christmas
tree?
No,
the entire house.
Oh. Well,
everything. Yeah. We did everything. And Julia helped and Robert had to get to the basketball court. So...
Did Robert help at all?
Robert helped with the boxes, which is actually all I really require of him. Because what we have is the boxes are all stored in the laundry room. The laundry room has a tall ceiling. So at above the dryer and washer, there is a series of shelves. And that's where the boxes go. And it couldn't be any less convenient to put them up and over and up over. So he's youthful and strong. And by the way, while we're talking kids.
Youthful and strong. Youthful and strong. Well, we all wish that we were youthful and strong.
He's finally big enough to be useful. I would be remiss if I did not wish a happy 17th birthday to my number one girl, Julia, who is 17 today.
Whoa.
Oh, let's call her.
Want to?
Is she at school?
No.
Or school out?
School's out for Christmas.
School's out.
That is awesome.
We can call her up.
17. She'll be gone next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Pretty much.
Daniel.
Damn, Daniel indeed.
We'll sing to her. Let's sing to her.
Yes, I'll call her.
Thank you. I'd like that. Happy birthday
to you. That's what, 17 and driving now, driving everywhere?
She drives. She still has the learner's permit. She will be doing her
behind. What the hell is she doing? Get the license.
Why don't you ask her when we get her on the phone?
Well, you're her father.
Tell me, what's the deal?
She wants to take her behind the wheel with certain friends, and so she's waiting until they can all coordinate and do it. I think it'll be just after the first of the year.
I'm going to kill my kids if they do that.
What?
Either you drive or you don't. Good luck.
I remember what a passion it was for me.
Oh, because they don't want the responsibility, Mike. They're butterflies.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Who are you? Are you insulting me or my child?
No.
I always get mixed up.
No. It's not your child's fault either. It's society.
Okay. Well,
what do you do? What do you have any thoughts on it, Rob?
I would love for her to drive because then we don't have to take her everywhere.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated
voice. Oh my
God! Damn. Hey, Mike. Let's call her at home.
That is indicative of what's happening here.
She would answer a text.
Do you think she's still
driving? If you stop driving her everywhere, she'd probably get her license.
No, because she's already replied to a text that I sent her this morning.
Oh, okay. So you're calling the home number now?
Now we're calling
my home.
She doesn't
have time for this?
Yeah, I'm one of the people.
A silly show?
We
have landline. I ain't got time for that.
Hey, you might get my... Mrs. Spiewak might answer.
Oh, no.
This is exciting.
Was Mrs. Spiewak working on some doorbuster specials when you were decorating on Saturday?
She was... What was she doing? She was... She was working. She was working.
Okay.
She had a job that day, yeah.
Doorbusters.
Answer the phone, dummy.
Calling the Spiewak residents right now.
They're all now ignoring the landline.
No, you answer it.
You're the furthest from it.
This is so bad.
Well, you know, 919. No guarantee that most of them are up.
This is a window into your soul.
It is.
Please leave a message after the call.
What's the deal? How many people are in the house now?
Three? And a dog, yeah.
What's Linus's number?
Hang up. Let me text her to see if she can answer.
So much better.
Let me see if she would answer.
So much better than them answering right away.
What if there was an emergency? Well, I guess it would be your phone.
Yeah. The emergency would be, Dad, come here and fix something.
They don't know that's coming from the radio show, right?
I don't know what
it says. More broadcasting.
Does it say more broadcasting?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I've texted her. Will you answer your phone or any phone?
Are you asking or are you telling?
Yeah, why don't you say, answer the phone?
Well, the tone that I'm sending is stern.
Will you is a question.
Yes. Please.
Yeah, an order is answer the phone.
All right. The texts have been delivered. She replied to my birthday text at 9:11, so she was awake and texting, phone in hand, 9 minutes ago.
Could she have rolled back over since she's on vacation this week and going back to dreamland?
Yeah, but maybe not in 9 minutes. That seems
like, she's not. Is she?
Oh, she says
sleeper?
One sec. Yeah,
she's doing something.
You're
she's
on
busy.
The air. Holy s!
All right.
Oh, the amount of disrespect, Mike, drives me up the wall.
I know.
My
I know.
Dad would it, fire us.
I know. It wouldn't be like your home when you have children like in cages in your basement.
That's right. Bird cages. Beautiful antique bird cages.
Little antique
full size. If I'm calling, you're answering.
Thank you.
Bird cages.
We're calling now my daughter who said one sec. We gave her more than one, so this should be fine.
Right. All right, cool.
Okay, here we are.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Julia. Happy birthday to you.
To you, Julia.
Thank you.
Yeah, the best part of that song was Pony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why was no one answering the phone?
Is the ringer off?
Well, okay, the phone call called on my phone, but I didn't have it as a contact, so I thought it was just going to be like a telemarketer, so
okay.
I ignored it.
All right, good. Yeah. You know what? That's as good a reason as any. I'm fine with that.
But what about the home phone?
Well, then once the home phone rang, as soon as after my phone started ringing, I was like, oh, maybe it's someone I should probably answer. But I was still in bed, so I didn't get up.
Right. Is your brother sleeping?
Probably.
Can we pull a prank on your brother? Let's pull a prank on your brother.
Yeah.
Go pour a gallon of ice water on him.
No, that would be horrible.
That would
be really.
Don't
really,
do that.
That'd be fun, though. Do you have an air horn?
No.
Could you, what if you went in and
actually,
you got, like,
Julia, go down to my desk. I think I have an air horn in my top right-hand desk drawer.
Oh, I think please, I do. Julia. Please, Julia, please.
Can you go down to my desk, sweetie?
Scoot down there. Skulk down there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And while you're going, talk to us. Why haven't you taken behind the wheel yet? Mike is curious.
I don't know.
Okay, that's a good answer. Sorry. I don't care now. I don't care about anything. No. I don't care about anything except the air horn.
Don't do it next to his ear when you
Julia.
I'm at the desk.
Okay, look on the bottom, the top right-hand drawer. Open that up.
Top right-hand.
And not there. Look in the bottom left.
Rob's gonna
bottom left.
I bought an air horn for No the Clown that we never used.
This is great.
Oh. Is it just the metal one?
No, not that one. No, this is like a canned horn. That's pretty good, but it's going to look like a small can, almost like compressed air,
like hairspray.
But it has a horn on it. Do you see it in there?
No.
Do you see it in the top right drawer?
It wasn't in the top right drawer.
Okay, look in the bottom. Look in every drawer.
Yeah.
Okay.
All options are on the
table. Rob's very
Julia.
Organized, so Rob will probably know where his stuff is.
It should be there.
It's funny that you've kept it. By the way, this to me is worth the payoff.
Oh, 100%. I also want to get an update on the ice cream in the fridge, but we'll do that later.
Okay, that's fun. If the air horn doesn't work out,
we can
go right to the fridge.
And the butter on the countertop.
Yeah, there's two.
I don't see an air horn.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
What do you have? What was that little clown horn that you had there? What was that we heard?
That was just a tiny clown horn.
Why don't you tap it twice for us?
Yeah, give us a shot.
Rob, do you have any idea where it might, would there be anywhere else that it might be?
If I kept it, it's in my desk somewhere. That's where I keep all my comedy tools.
You found it?
Okay. Okay. Now listen, Julia, this is Mike taking over now. All right, I'm really good at this stuff.
Make sure that it is the air horn. Make sure it's what we think it is.
Don't hit it, it'll wake him up. It is. She's right. It is.
Rob, what's the problem?
It's the air horn, right? I want to make sure she's not thinking that it's the clown horn. This is the can.
This is the real deal.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Smart girl.
Right, now, so, Julia,
it.
Here's the deal. Julia,
wait, I should probably tell mom what's going on.
No. There's no
need for that. Don't ruin the bit.
That'll ruin the bit. She might say no, and she'll get it. What's that?
She's not at work.
No.
Oh, well,
that's
Julia. Go and creep into the room. You have to be very, very quiet. You don't want to go near his head because that might affect his hearing, but you can go to the end of his bed. Are you sure he's sleeping right now?
Maybe.
Okay.
Not sure.
Find out.
If he's not sleeping, then it's going to be, the default would be mom, right?
The mom's.
Oh no!
What do you mean? Oh no! What?
We don't. Is mom awake?
Yeah, mom's awake.
What world is this? Are we in the upside down?
Yeah, you take it. You take it, Rob. You take it. I'm just. Are we going to wake the boy?
Yes, we're going to wake the boy.
Find the boy.
Find the boy. I'm not gonna ruin my marriage over it, though.
Okay. All right.
Are you upstairs yet?
Yeah, I'm in front of this door.
Okay. Open it slowly.
Quiet. You gotta be really quiet. Shh. Be really quiet. Is he asleep?
Yeah.
You can whisper.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Go to the foot of his bed. Go to the foot
and
of his bed.
Near the ear. Nice long hit.
A nice long hit on the ear. Just tell us when you're ready. Just whisper and tell us when you're ready.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Bravo. Yes!
Bravo!
Yes! That's a Christmas miracle. That was awesome.
What's his reaction? Is he up now?
He's just laying in bed. He said, "Oh my god."
Do another one, a longer one.
A longer one?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Mom's gonna yell at me.
That's all right.
Okay. I'm on Dad's show.
She's like,
"Mom,
what is
going? Don't do it again.
Don't do it again."
Mom said, "Don't do it again."
Yeah, cover your ear.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you, Julia. Like happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I love you, sweetie. Great
love
birthday
you.
Prank.
Take care.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Prank.
What?
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, we got out of that one clean.
That was fantastic.
I can't believe she found the air horn.
I can't believe you have a comedy drawer.
I do.
I know. She got the air horn right in back of the chattering teeth.
Yeah.
Rob's drawer looks like the door of the teacher in A Christmas Story. And that is a great segue.
That is. Good job.
Because we'll come back and talk about the crap fest. At least that's what I heard. The Christmas Story Live, because Matthew Broderick is so Broderick-y. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's not easy being an elf. Oppressive work conditions, working around the clock, being bullied by reindeer, and teased by Santa. It's enough to make you go mad. There is, however, an easy way for me to get my Christmas shopping done. It's through the Amazon portal at MikeOMaraShow.com. One click takes me to the gifts that I want to give. The bonus is that Mike and the guys get a little something-something on the back end, if you know what I mean, every time I shop there. It's quick, it's easy, and it's fun. Do your holiday shopping today at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And remember, when you buy something, say something.
Thank you, Elves. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the show. It happens every holiday season. You have people on your list that you won't get to see, and sending a card doesn't feel like enough. Well, sending a beautiful bouquet from Pro Flowers can express your feelings in a way that no card can do. I recently sent Pro Flowers to Mrs. O'Mara. Just because. And it made the day feel like Christmas. She loved me being her Santa. Ho, ho, ho! A bouquet or plant from Pro Flowers is perfect because it's not the same old traditional gift. It says so much more. Try their best-selling candy cane roses. Those are what I sent to Mrs. O'Mara. A perfect option for a holiday gift, a December birthday, or an anniversary. Personally, I love their classic mini Christmas tree that comes with lights and ornaments. You can't lose because no matter which bouquet you send, our listeners get 20% off any of ProFlowers' bouquet or plants of $29 or more. ProFlowers gives you more bloom for your buck, guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days or your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date your flowers will arrive. To get 20% off all bouquets of $29 or more, go to ProFlowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's ProFlowers.com and the code TMOS. Yes, speaking of daughters, my daughter is in residence now. She arrived yesterday on Spirit Airlines.
Do you have an air horn?
I do not have an air horn.
Oh, okay.
No,
so we can't.
I don't
do
have a joke.
Again.
I don't have a joke drawer. And the little guy's already off to school. So he's out there with mom, and Elizabeth's enjoying the Florida weather. A little foggy down here. Just beautiful.
What's your high temp
there.
Today?
Probably 85. We're going to have about 85.
No kidding. I thought you were in the middle of a cold snap.
That's wow. Awesome.
Yeah, 85 is like flawless down here. That's great. Good chance to get out on the golf. Oh.
Beautiful weather to drive and see your doctor. You can roll the windows down.
Great day to roll the windows down for a doctor's appointment. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Suck it.
Hey, come on now.
Sorry, I'm
Would
sorry.
Would it cheer you up if I told you some of the other items in my comedy drawer?
Yeah, I'd love to know some of the items in your... you have the air horn, you have the chattering teeth.
I have the actual clown horn. I have juggling scarves. I have a silly string. I have a Jew's harp.
Hey, boom.
No, it's the proper name for it. I understand. You could say a jaw harp if you wanted to be more politically correct.
Where did it get the name Jew's harp?
Yeah. Gary Stein named it.
No. Do you know it? I know you know the origin of this in your brain. That's got to be
in there. I don't. I think it is a bastardization of jaw harp. I can Google it, but yeah, I don't know the actual
Jew's harp.
Yeah, why don't you go with jaw harp from
okay,
now on?
The jaw
and by
harp.
The way, a Jew's harp is the thing that goes meow, meow, meow,
boing, boing, boing. If I say Jew's harp, awesome. When you say it, sounds hateful.
Really?
Yeah.
It does.
But I love the instrument.
Yeah, it's that white supremacist in you.
Mm. So last night, Elizabeth got off the plane. And by the way, down here in Southwest Florida, pretty easy to spot the Spirit Airlines flight coming in from Baltimore. You know what I mean? I mean, you have flights coming from all over the nation, but I'm like, oh, that's it.
Uncle Buck's car flying in?
Yeah. It looked like the Jammy Patrol. It was the Jammy Patrol. There were more sweatpants on this flight than I've ever seen.
I'm not going to wear no slacks for a long flight like that. I'm going to wear.
They were all coming. There was a girl that got off the plane that I'm like, really, that is just. I wouldn't even wear that outfit to sleep. And here you are getting on a flight to fly down to South. And it was just. I have never seen a flight that was more obviously people that were from a different city. They were dressed like, what was the temperature yesterday up in the D.C. area?
We were in the 40s, 42.
It
wasn't warm, I know that.
Yeah.
Okay. It was you could tell. You could tell. And, in a week, they're going to be bright-eyed and filled with sunshine in their hearts.
Yes.
And they're going to go back to the gray. So it was obvious. But Elizabeth is here, and we decided that we would take in the TV last night. I did not watch the big... Was it Fox that had the live version of
Fox.
A Christmas Story? Did either one of you get a chance? I only saw the very end when Matthew Broderick, God, what a bag of water, has just, really. I mean, he was such a... Ferris Bueller's Day Off, to me, was one of the iconic films of its day.
Yeah.
And then there was another one called Max Dugan Returns, where he was precocious. And then there was even one where I forgot where it was, maybe Brighton Beach Memoirs.
He was good in
that.
Project X.
And then Election. Was fantastic.
Yes.
And then right around the time of The Producers.
Is that where we lost him?
He was good in The Producers. I mean, it was legendary Broadway role. And then he stopped, right? Didn't he just kind of stop and then it became Matthew Broderick?
Well, he did a lot of Broadway stuff. He sort of got into bed with Neil Simon. He did a lot of little revivals with Neil Simon. But he became a New York celebrity. And when you're a New York celebrity, you're really sort of centralized there and you don't go out to the entire country like a Hollywood celebrity.
Well, he went out for this live version of A Christmas Story and I didn't get a chance to see it. But from what I read online, this was the land oh suck. People giving it maybe 10 minutes or something like
That's about what I gave it in total, and I kept checking back on it. There's no need to make this into something again because it was so perfectly captured in the movie. You don't need to have it as a musical, and you don't need, and it ruins it that Matthew Broderick was the narrator. It ruins it that you saw him.
Yeah.
A couple things I noticed. I don't have the affinity for The Christmas Story that you guys have because I knew the movie. I grew up with the movie, but my parents never shoved it on me, right?
Okay.
It was...
And The Christmas Story, in fairness, as far as the timeline, takes place about 15 years before I was a kid. So that's kind of like back in the 40s where I was a 50s and 60s growing up kid.
Right.
So, I mean, that was the way
I grew up in the 80s, and my parents didn't shove anything that was American programming to me because they didn't know it either, right? Mm. So I remember discovering A Christmas Story with my brother and sister... on, I would say, channel 20 at the time. Yeah. If you're a DC resident, you know.
Either 5 or 20. Yeah, they had the second runs. Yeah.
One or the other, because we didn't have cable for some time. And I said, wow, this is a fun movie. I grew up to love it as I grew older and realized what it actually means to American pop culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but watching it, and I'll give you this perspective because I was like, well, maybe this just isn't for me. Maybe I'm already almost 40. Maybe I'm too old for this, right? And I sat there and I said, no. I watched the whole thing with my wife and we were doing other things while we were watching it. But I said, I can't believe they went out of their way to promote this throughout the NFL Sunday.
Right. And, well, they've been promoting it for
weeks,
months.
Right.
Yeah.
Months. And it just wasn't, there was nothing magical about it.
No, it was impressive technologically.
What do you mean?
Why was it impressive
because
technologically?
Because they pulled it off live with some pretty amazing camera shots and stuff. But that's not enough to capture
but
a story.
That's because you want to know how those shots work, right?
Do they have real dogs?
They had dogs, but listen, here's the thing that ruined it, Mike.
The kids weren't bad either.
One of the most iconic things in the movie is...
Well, there are 5,000 kids. I said to my wife last night, I said, there are 500 kids that look like Ralphie.
Sure.
You can get a Ralphie.
I mean, you can get
a little pipsqueak with a pig nose in every class in America.
That kid looks like Ralphie, Shannon.
Yeah, there are 5 million kids that look like Ralphie.
The iconic scene of the kid that gets his tongue stuck to the pole, right?
Yeah.
That is such a great scene in the movie, but in the movie that we saw last night, the live performance, they had to have a song.
Well, it seems you got a little situation.
Songs messed it up.
Oh, the songs were horrible.
This unprecedented move, skip the triple just to prove how sure he is that something's gonna stick.
Yeah.
It's not a musical. It is not a musical. That's the problem.
Wow, what a suck fest.
Can I add this, that ABC is brilliant because they realized how horrible it was going to be. They must have had a mole because they put the Sound of Music on, a true musical.
Oh, the real movie.
Which I recorded and we'll be watching. I recorded and we'll be watching that tonight. Yes. So, because there's something.
And 60 Minutes did a solid piece on opioids.
Oh, it's an
epidemic. And rhinos being moved.
Was that a, by the way, 60 Minutes seems to do a piece on opioids every other night. So,
oh,
I mean,
because they had a follow-up. They had a follow-up.
Really?
Apparently,
it's gotten worse.
One of the top five companies in the country, right?
Right.
The distributor of these opioids, they didn't play ball with DEA when they were sending out hundreds of thousands of tablets to these small towns, and they didn't report them. They didn't report anything. And the government,
it's truly
and the
stunning.
Government settled. That's when you go back and watch it. You sit there, you're like. We've all been touched by this epidemic of people dying and overdosing and their communities being torn apart.
Oh, and the black market for these prescription medications that are, really in the very least circumstance, the gateway drug to all this crap. And now you're finding out these drug companies flooded the market.
Yeah.
By going to these doctors, and it's just stunning what they did.
Yeah. So the Washington Post and 60 Minutes found another layer to this just horrific story where these distributors had thresholds of which they had to report to the DEA and say this is fishy, right? But every time they got a big order, they just upped their own internal threshold to when to report. So they never reported.
Just raised the bar.
They just raised the bar.
Really is terrifying. Yeah.
Even
Merry
people
Christmas.
Addicted to opioids didn't like that show last night, though. What would you say the other iconic scene is? The scene with the leg lamp, right?
Yeah.
Fragile.
It's a major award.
Well, listen to how they ruined that last night. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
There it is.
Sorry, it's the wrong
Hello
button.
There.
7 1 week.
Shopping. 7
7 days left to fill the stocking. 7 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 7 days more.
Here he is.
Hi there. Only 7 more shopping days. That's all. Why not finish it up today?
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Thanks, Elvis. Appreciate that.
No, this is the actual Fragile scene.
Are you Frank Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sign here.
All right.
All right, boys. Call it in.
Yeah, what is it?
Beats me.
All right, bring it in, fellas. Bring it in. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh,
right,
my.
No, yeah, let's move some of this stuff. Boys, just help your mother. Hang on.
Move back, boys. Move back.
So did they get
right over there.
Did they get an actor to do the role of Darren McGavin?
There was a lot of acting. Yeah.
All right, boys. Bring it in. God, okay. Yeah. I can't hear any more of it.
But you're right.
It's ridiculous.
You're exactly right. But that's the problem is that the heart and soul of that original movie is Darren McGavin, because he is a crusty, grouchy man who really is actually a lovable character. And he balances it so well. But what we got was this. Da-da-da-da-da. And it doesn't work. So
with no connection to, you know, the era or what it was and stuff like that. Did they do the scene where they where he's helping him change the tire? Do they do that scene?
I had checked out by that.
Fudge. But I didn't say fudge. I said Big Daddy was. Anyway, we have to take a break when we come. There was alternative television that my daughter and I thoroughly enjoyed last night. Is everything okay up there? Hello, Rob?
Yeah. What?
Oscar's trying to get your.
Yes, can you turn my headphones just up a little bit?
Up, a little bit. Yes, okay, yes. Sorry. Thank you.
We got it? We got it all together? Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with a little movie review for Christmas that I found simply charming when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, mates. Did you hear the latest bonus show? Ah, Schmoll, it was a cracking good one. Yeah, can you believe what Mac did this time?
Oh, yeah.
I see that. What a bleeding idiot.
Hey, guys, what are you going on about?
Schmingo, we're talking about the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Have you heard it?
What the bloody hell is a Mike O'Mara bonus show?
What? You mean you aren't subscribed?
Yeah, don't be a git, Schmingo. You've got to subscribe to be in the know. Schmoll got me a subscription last year as a Gary Krimble gift, and I was just chuffed about it.
What goes on in your mind, man? Look, act naturally and purchase a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription today. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus packages banner at the top of the page.
Oh, all right, I will. And so will all the good little boys and girls listening to this record.
Right, lads, back to recording. Hit it, Schwan.
Thank you, Ringo. Appreciate that. Man. The Beatles.
Be in the know, man.
Hey, Bobby.
Go buy the bonus. Don't be a douche.
Well, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's over now, right?
It is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Listen up right now. Great time to buy a house or refinance. Knowing that is the easy part. The tough part, not knowing what you're doing. You need somebody to guide you. How about Cornerstone First Financial? We've been telling you about how wonderful they are. They'll be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily. The Fed met last week or the week before?
Last Tuesday they met.
Last Tuesday, we were right. Higher interest rates coming soon. That means you'll be paying more on car loans, credit cards, anything you finance. So you got to lock in your rate this week. Cornerstone First Financial is the way to go. They understand that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us. They are our neighbors, and they're good people. They even like Oscar Santana. Can you believe that?
That's craziness.
Unbelievable. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625. I'll definitely do that again. That's 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. CornerstoneFirst.com. Merry Christmas from Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. We appreciate them. Welcome. Yeah, so I didn't watch it because we were just surfing around and we had a little movie festival that was on the slightly darker side of things. The second film choice was extremely dark, and the first one I had never seen before. Is it called Office Christmas Party?
It is.
Oh, it came out last year, yeah.
It was last year. It. You know what? I'll tell you. I think that for the time of year, it was fine. I'm not sure I would think it was
fine?
Funny. And it was a big ball of okay. Some of it really fine. Beautiful thing. I committed to it.
Low expectations. Why not?
What show is the guy with the beard on? Is it
Silicon Valley? He's not on it anymore, but he was. Yes.
Well, he makes me laugh. He's a great stoner who makes me laugh as the big dumb
CEO.
Kind of you know, it just that and Jennifer Aniston and Justin Bateman. You know,
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman, I'm sorry, not Justin Bateman. And it's just, it had the right note for me last night. And we were laughing. It was like full of broad gags and silly gags.
Well, we mentioned the pre-show that sometimes you have to be in the right frame of mind for a comedy to work. And if you're there with your daughter and it's Christmas time and you're ready to just unwind and be silly, it's probably perfect setting. Everything came together just right. What was your favorite part? Did you have a favorite part of the movie?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's so many silly. I like the idea of when I'm going to see a movie about a party, I want a movie that's going to make me want to party. And that movie made me want to be part of that office and just project myself on there. And can you imagine, you know, there's one shot at the end of the movie where they show two full floors of an office building that are just rocking. And I thought it was spectacular.
Oh,
I really
thought
it was awesome. It kind of reminded me of the go-go days at WJFK and then at WAVA before that, where we used to have really iconic ratings parties. We had one rating party where I think it may have been in the summer, or it might have been, it was a ratings period where we thought we were going to get our ass handed to us.
Right.
Because we had been, we'd been struggling a little bit, and suddenly we went up to number one, and it was a really, really big deal. And the party started at 10:30 in the morning off the air.
As soon as you got off the air, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, in those days in the 80s, we'd party if we had a bad ratings book. I mean, we had Don and I had one of our worst ratings, and Alan Goodman got a limo and took us to Atlantic City. That's the kind of general manager he was.
Good guy.
You know, it's just like, I'm going to make you guys feel better. And so we had just amazing parties where we would go downtown. We'd get cars, we'd get hotels, we'd go down, and Dennis Reese, who was the one of the sales guys, we had a running joke that as the party would progress, Dennis would try to find an opening to hit me in the jaw as hard as he could, and I would try to find an opening to hit him in the jaw as hard as he could. And he got me.
How did this even start?
Assault.
I don't know, but it was like we'd fight all the time. It was great.
Yeah.
It was big fun.
He predated me, so I never had the pleasure.
That was his laugh. He'd come by. All of a sudden, I'd be sitting there having a conversation with somebody. I'd feel this. Oh, my God. And I hear. Like that.
Doesn't sound like a very good party.
Oh, it was great. Good times.
So
good
he would time. Punch you out of the blue, or you'd set each other up?
Well, I just should point out that I believe, and I will always believe, that it was him that ripped the urinal off the wall at the pump, not me. So that's just really important to point out that I believe I had nothing to do with that, Tommy. I know Tommy Giacomo, you always thought that it might have been me because Dennis ratted me up, but I think Dennis did it.
Yeah.
I think Dennis ripped the urinal off the wall.
Standing on it?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know because I had nothing to do with it. I had literally nothing to do with it.
What stories must have been floating around?
But then
though.
Later on, it was either at Harmelita's or it was some joint where bam, he got me in the jaw. And Dennis is also the guy that you know where if you come to Washington D.C., here's a little tour.
And you should
take a little tour and come down to the waterfront where there are restaurants like that Farmers Fisher's Bakers, wonderful restaurant. And there's a seafood joint there that's still there.
Yeah, Sequoia and Tommy Joe's.
Yeah.
Tony and Joe's. Tony and Joe's?
Yeah.
Is it Tony and Joe's? Are you sure?
Sounds right.
Or is that in Bethesda?
Is it Tony and Joe's?
They're both seafood places. Both of them.
But then there's a fountain that's located in the little courtyard there. And then you've got the really, really expensive residences. And at night, they light it up. And Dennis Reese stripped down to his pink boxer shorts and walked through the fountain. And that's when, like, someone from, you know, we were all laughing our asses off. And that's when somebody tipped me on the shoulder and said, I think he worked there and said, you know, there's electrical current running underneath. And I think I said something like, oh my gosh, so there's a chance he's going to get electrocuted?
Tony and Joe's.
Times. Yes, it is.
Tony and Joe's. That's what it is. Tony and Joe's. So it was, you know, good times were had by all. And it kind of took me back to that era. It's a young man's game to party like that.
We had a few good ones at JFK too. There's one I particularly remember at the Grand Hyatt. That do you remember Jimmy the intern that we had many years ago? We all chipped in because he didn't have a suit and he felt bad, so we got him to come to the party, and he brought a date. And then he drank that he literally passed out under the table and gave his date $50 and said, "Find your way home."
Do you remember the engineer, Wendell Hall?
Yes, I do.
And Wendell Hall would just get into, he'd be drinking, and then he'd snort and blow spit bubbles. He was laughing so hard, and then he'd, like, at some point in the evening go into a total rage where it's just like, you don't understand anything!
Can I tell my favorite Christmas party story? It involves you and Scott the intern.
Oh, you mean the little guy?
We had a dwarf intern.
Okay.
A little person. Scott, he was great. I'm still friends with him on Facebook.
A little person.
Dwarf is acceptable, I believe.
No, it's not! All right. Who said that? that. We fight this every time we try
little
to correct
is,
you.
Okay,
he's a little person.
It's acceptable where. Who told? What little person said this is what we like
Rob,
to run by?
Rob thinks what's acceptable
My
is back
God.
In the mid-90s now.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
Hey, I didn't use the M word, okay? You don't use that one for them anymore.
I've seen that in recent movies, too.
Yes.
Which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, which is not cool.
Anyway, so he showed up and he brought his wife, who also a little person. And Mike was talking to Scott and making small talk. And as you introduce your spouses, Mike says, "Oh, and this must be the little woman."
That is great. I
he
love
genuinely
that story.
Didn't mean
and I,
it.
I didn't mean it.
Little lady.
But I did turn and walk away. Yeah.
She was hot.
But that's my favorite
the
Christmas
worst.
Party.
I mean, the parties were, God, I mean, I guess companies don't do that as much as they used to.
I think it opens the door for trouble.
Yeah, well, they also cut down this year big time because of the Me Too movement. They're like, well, we shouldn't create an environment where you can sexually harass your coworkers.
Yeah.
Boy, you know what? That's true, though. And really, that maybe the HR, probably we've seen the last of the massive
risk analysis.
Corporate parties.
And I mean, the money, too. Remember, towards the end, one of the last CBS parties they booked in February because they got a better rate. The holiday party was in February.
Can I make a serious plea that we stop comparing things to our CBS days?
Yeah, you're right.
Because all they did was penny pinch us into the ground.
You're right.
CBS, as every year would pass, there would be less and less joy. Less and less fun, less and less decent workspaces, more paranoia, more fear. And, many of them, my God, Oscar's radio partner still works for him. And are they, by the way, are they CBS or Entercom? Which
now
are
they're
they
Entercom.
Oh, they're Entercom.
Entercom.
Oh, okay.
Entercom.
Well, that means it'll be a good Christmas party.
Yeah. It's
and it looks like all the head honchos from CBS Radio survived.
Yeah, well, they always do.
Yes.
Yeah. They always do. The survivors survive. That's the way that goes. There's a strategy to it. It's called fusing yourself to rectums.
Yes.
That's what, and there are many people in that building that have that managed to
the
do
only
that
weird
the
thing about the current managers at Entercom is if you turn on the lights in a room, they'll scurry and hide behind the refrigerator. That's the only thing you have to be careful about.
Yeah, different culture, different company, they've been told. We'll find out.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, radio is very different from company to company.
That being said,
well, I saw Alan Limewand, our old general manager, who was part of the new Entercom. Real happy. And,
it's hard for me to put into words how much I like him.
Yeah, by the big fish, I meant them, the people in New York.
Are you being sarcastic or not? I think Alan's a good guy.
Yeah, he's
I think
fine. He's... I was being sarcastic.
I don't
sarcastic.
Know well enough to hate him or love him.
Yeah, we butted heads a few times.
Yeah, you weren't there when he was there.
No, I wasn't there,
Oscar. You were you had some
legendary
names. You were working for some of those beasts up in Baltimore, those guys that I never worked with. But,
that's true.
Now they run the entire company. That guy runs that entire company now.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Really?
That guy, yes. Yeah. Yes, okay.
All right. Well, that's Merry Christmas.
Fall forward.
It's going to be Christmas.
My point was this, all right?
I was just talking about having a big Christmas party, and I thought, you know, I was sitting there last night, and I might have had a whiskey, and I said to my daughter, I said, you know what? You know what would be really great? If we were big enough where we had our clients come in and like the people from the ad agencies, mm-hmm. not only ad agencies, but the sponsors that use the ad agencies. And it'll never happen because they're all over the country now that we're doing mostly national advertising. And the fact is it would just be spectacular. So we're going to probably have to settle for a grand opening at Jimmy's sometime
all
in the
right.
winter. So that's
also
that,
great.
That's true.
I wonder if it's just Alan saved the date.
People love to party. That's the bottom line. People do love to party, you know. But the funniest thing, if you ask me what the funniest thing in A Christmas Story is, because we have had such experiences with ice luges,
yes.
The ice luge, the eggnog ice luge may have been the funniest scene in the movie because they use the luge and it's a male appendage that's where the eggnog comes out.
And they egg the boss.
And they egg the boss on, and then they're all taking pictures of the boss with the, and I thought that was... That was just about the funniest thing that I've seen on Cinematic Street. It was
it's a great movie for this time of year. You're absolutely right.
Ho, ho, ho. And tonight it'll be tradition. Tonight it'll be the Sound of Music with one of my daughters, not both of them. You know, the other daughter's in New York City, unfortunately. So that's it. That's what we're going to be doing.
Well, tomorrow you can come in and tell us how they did solve a problem like Maria.
Thank you, you old queen. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you had trouble breathing after laughing from Mike's impressions? Do you have questions about Oscar's legal status? Have you been injured as a result of tripping over Rob's little sounds? Call into the law offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. You can call the show at 9 a.m. every Wednesday at 888-920-6673. The offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. Legal advice that we're not legally certified to give.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are here. You know that. Listen to what we're playing. Are you looking for the perfect gift? Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get our family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You're going to get 75% off. I've both given and received Omaha Steaks, gave them to my sisters, received them myself, and while they say 'tis better to give than received, I like getting them better.
Sure.
I do. I'm sorry. I'm greedy that way. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. All the best steaks, flavorful tender-aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. They have everything. It's a perfect gift. You can skip the malls, the lines, and the crowds. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings just to our listeners. Listen to what you get for under $50. This is a deal. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, plus four burgers, best I've ever had, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets. Woo! An Omaha Steak seasoning packet that makes your meat taste phenomenal, plus four additional kielbasa sausages, or as they say in Western Pennsylvania, kielbasi. Kielbasi sausage. That's probably how Jimmy would pronounce it.
Hey!
Kielbasi!
Hey!
Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and enjoy 75% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks.
News.
News.
I'll tell you, I predicted that this man would be a success in film, but I never knew that this man would be a success in other fields as well. Back in May, Dwayne Johnson called a presidential run in 2020 a real possibility. While fans might have thought nothing of it at the time, Johnson appears to be serious in his thinking. The movie star said as much during an appearance on Ellen last week. When asked by Ellen DeGeneres whether he'd actually run, Johnson replied point blank, "I'm seriously considering it." Yes. The Rock. President Rock.
President Rock. Sure.
Judging by the host and audience's reaction, he's already got their vote. Of course, Dwayne wouldn't be the first wrestler turned American politician. If you recall, Jesse the Body Ventura eventually worked his way up to being the governor of Minnesota. Hey, if Ventura can run, you know, why not? Let The Rock
run. Is Ventura still off the grid?
He's off to, I'm living in Baja. I've got an Airstream trailer. I'm down here. Yeah, it's a conspiracy. Over the weekend, Beverly Hills 90210 actor Jason Priestley explained that the 1995 Golden Globes after party he attended was memorable for him because he said it's when he punched Harvey Weinstein in the face.
Wow.
Now, this is after Mira Sorvino responded to a report from Peter Jackson, which said the Weinsteins kind of torpedoed her career after she would not go along with Harvey. What a monster, man. He really did this, and it's been validated now by the director.
I feel like he's going not just to hell, he's going to jail now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Now, when Jason Priestley told the story, the quote is confusing to me. Here it is.
All right.
Quote, I didn't say, the actor said the exchange happened as follows. Weinstein replied, I didn't say you had to leave. You just told me to leave right over there, I told him. Getting heated now, he then grabs me tighter and says, why don't we go outside and talk about this? That was all I needed to hear. I'm not going anywhere with you, I said, as I pushed him back and punched him with a right hand to his face. So he, apparently Jason Priestley, is asked to leave by Harvey Weinstein. Then Weinstein said, I didn't ask you to leave. And then let's go outside and talk about this. And then he punches him. Not much more info.
What led up to asking to leave.
Yeah, I would like to quote better.
Hit on or who?
Yeah,
knows?
Well, I would like it better if you know Jason said that Harvey wanted to watch him take a shower or something like that. Might have been a little more interesting. So that was that. On December 14th, Bob Givens, the original designer of Bugs Bunny, passed away at the age of 99. No cause given. Outside of the fact that he's 99.
Yeah, his lifestyle finally caught up with him, Mike.
Rob, this is for you. Before Givens was given the task to redesign Bugs Bunny, before his 1940 debut in the Oscar-animated short A Wild Hare, his first professional work at Disney, he enjoyed a career that spanned 7 decades in the animation industry. He worked for Warner Brothers, Hanna-Barbera, and others on a laundry list of important movies and shows. Let me see if they've got some of them here. Givens lent his expertise to the original Popeye cartoon.
Really?
Then went on to work across nearly every major series of serial cartoons through the 70s and 80s. He contributed to Heathcliff, the animated Mr. T show, countless Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck cartoons, Alvin and the Chipmunks, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, She-Ra, Ghostbusters, Garfield, Tom and Jerry, and many, many more. So the man's name is Bob Givens, and I thought we should mention him because
that's so
pretty
cool.
Iconic.
I think that the animation community, especially the American animation community in the 40s, was pretty small and tight-knit. So those names keep popping up, and that's sad that that we lost him. What a lot of great work he did.
99, hell of a lifetime.
Nice run.
An unusual holiday decoration, a weed marijuana leaf Christmas tree, has been pulled from Walmart's website just hours after going viral. The 7-foot-tall fake Christmas tree, which bears branches covered in faux marijuana leaves, was being sold for $250 on the retail giant's website before being pulled Wednesday afternoon last week.
Yeah.
Walmart did not reveal the reason for the item, which was sold and shipped by a third-party novelty company, Brands on Sale Inc. They didn't say why they're taking it down, but I think we know why.
Yeah.
The product's description formally read, "This pot leaf Christmas tree will light up the room and put your mind in the right headspace for holiday cheer. You'll be able to relax and giggle at the marijuana leaves and decorate it as you please. The alternative Christmas tree is perfect for top shelf life at home or as a medical dispensary decoration."
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Green wishes and happy holidays. D-A-Z-E. There it is for them. Isn't that
not wonderful? Too bad. I thought it'd be more expensive for the novelty side.
So hard to have it stay lit, though.
I watched that documentary, What the Health, and North Carolina is like where they grow the livestock is raised with the pigs and
the best from NorCal.
Cows or but primarily pigs in North Carolina. North Carolina environmental officials are investigating an offensive odor in multiple neighborhoods that residents compare to cat urine.
Oh, no.
Brad Newland is the Wilmington Regional Office's supervisor for North Carolina's Division of Air Quality. He confirmed the agency has received several complaints about a cat urine-like odor in the Carolina Heights and Ardmore neighborhoods. He said the odor is believed to be the result of a facility or a mixture of facilities dealing with industrial chemicals. I've ridden up 95 enough times to tell you, you'll go through pockets of Route 95
chicken
that are just
smell
nasty.
But I have a new favorite adjective now, cat urine-like.
Cat urine-like. Here's the quote from the guy that's the air quality dude. "I know the catty odors have impacted downtown from time to time, and in my personal experience, the odor seems to vary. Sometimes it smells like pure cat urine to me, and sometimes it smells similar but different." There we go. So, good luck to the North Carolinians. Yeah, that's wonderful. And now, a little something something, boys.
Cool.
Police in Kansas announced they have recovered the locally beloved Russell Stover Candy's bear statue more than a year after it was stolen. The Abilene Police Department announced in a Facebook post that the 150-pound, 4-foot-tall statue of a bear being covered in chocolate was recovered Wednesday after being stolen on the evening of November 4th, 2016, a year ago.
Wow.
Man.
They stole it from outside the Russell Stover factory in Abilene. "This had become a running joke," said the police department assistant chief. "We followed several leads, and it never worked out, so we're extremely pleased to return it." Police said a deputy with Dickinson County received a tip Wednesday morning that led to the bear being discovered in a garage in Salina, Kansas. Investigators said the bear was found undamaged. It was unclear whether there are any suspects that have been identified in the theft. I'm not sure what's happened. What's happening?
I didn't do it.
Charlie.
I didn't do it. I swear to God. Charlie. I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Charlie. Okay, I guess Charlie stole the bear. Thank you. Very good. We'll take a break, and kind of he never barges in here like that.
No, I'm surprised he's down there. I thought he'd be home for the holidays.
Yes, well, he goes to the North Pole, as everybody knows.
He's got a kid covered for Santa.
Well, he's got a part-time gig. He's a holiday worker. Does sled maintenance. That's what Charlie's up to. Yeah, strong enough to actually lift the whole thing up and put a new rail on it. Very, very cool. A runner, I should say. He always gets mad when I get the technology wrong.
Yeah, use the terms, Mike.
That's right. Charlie. Yeah. And by the way, it's the North Pole, but he works with his shirt off because he's just that way.
You're welcome, ladies.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And if a sled comes down on his fingers and chops one off, they grow back.
Right away.
So it's pretty special. He's an amazing human. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's magic Christmassy audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The political watch never stops.
You are fake news.
Is somebody going to deal with this?
Making sense of it all can be confusing. That's where the Moore Network can help. Reintroducing Political Persuasions, a complete analysis of the big news inside the Beltway and beyond that's easy to understand.
With Mike O'Mara.
He is the president. Is he ever capable of being above the fray?
And Chris Freitz.
Not that I'm shocked by anything anymore, but that was what was surprising this time.
Political talk doesn't have to be boring. Political Persuasions.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent.
Available now on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, we are the irreverentist, that's for sure. That's a
ratings are up, Mike.
What's that?
Ratings are up. Numbers.
That's good news. I plan to be more irreverent this week, even if I'm forcing it, which is really forced irreverence is the best kind of irreverence.
It is. It is. It truly is.
Yeah. I'll just shout out an F word or something. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That'll work. You know, that's what Chris Matthews does.
Our guest is David Gergen. Yes. Anyway, if you've tried online dating, chances are you've run into a lazy text message or two, dead-end conversations, random matches that never materialize. You can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture, and you're never going to swipe left or swipe right into a lasting relationship. It's not going to work that way. eHarmony. We are delighted to have them as a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. They are unlike any other online dating site. It's built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships. And I think a lot of people in our audience can respond to that. It's not a shallow hookup site.
No.
They've helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science, data, psychological research to send you the right matches. There are plenty of hookup sites out there, but that's not what eHarmony does. eHarmony brings compatible people together. Right now, our listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a 3-month subscription. Just enter the code TMOS at checkout. Mm-hmm. Stop watching and start your journey. Don't wait and sit around. Get some love in your life.
Start your
journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's only one app that's built to bring you real love, and that's eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com to get started, and don't forget, enter our code TMOS at checkout, and we appreciate it in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, December. Is it December
18th? 18th,
yes. The year. Here is
blue
winding
by.
Down.
Blue
my
by.
God.
Hey, Mike, what you making?
Fruitcake.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Fruitcake. I forgot. I always forget. We can do that earlier in the show. Do that earlier in the show sometime. That's
okay.
Fine. You can do that. I'd love to do that. Here's our letter of the day for fruitcakes. Hey, guys. I've been struggling to find a reason I deserve a fruitcake and a subject for this email. Well, something just happened the other day at work that made me realize just how preoccupied with the almighty fruitcake I've become. As a state assistance caseworker, we are required to enter case comments on every case we process. As I was reviewing my cases from the day before, I found that I had written, "Client is not responsible for fruitcake calls." instead of shelter costs. I am not able to edit those comments a certain amount of hours, so my case comments will stay there, alerting every caseworker that touches the case after me that apparently this client is not responsible for the cost of baking fruitcakes. Please help me. I need one of those delicious booze-laden fruitcakes so I can concentrate on my job, again serving Pennsylvania's most vulnerable citizens.
Fine.
Thanks for reading, and I hope to hear from you all. XOXO, Jess in Philly. Let's call Jess and see if she's home right now.
Come on.
Fruitcake. Delicious fruitcake. Calling Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to speak to Jess, please.
This is she.
Jess, this is Mike O'Mara from The Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, and happy holidays?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
You wouldn't happen to know why I'm calling you, would you, Jess?
I believe I do.
Would you like to? Oh, there's a little one there. Would you like to share it with us?
It's a fruitcake.
Yeah! A fruitcake!
Yes!
Fruitcake!
Not Gotti.
What's the little baby's name?
Her name's Lana.
Alana. Well, I would not give Alana any of the fruitcake. You're probably not sure if there are any allergies there, and there's, you know, it's just chock full of booze. But Jess, I'm glad you're serving the undervalued citizens in our nation, and congratulations. You can say in one of your next case reports that you received a Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Sounds like you got your hands full there. Go tend to those children. Thank you, Jess, and thanks for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Boy, get that right out to that busy working mother.
Not responsible for fruitcake costs.
It's not daddy's the hardest part.
Take care.
Oh, no. It's just other men calling me randomly.
Can't you help?
It's another one of your uncles.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, have you ever heard of a secretive organization called the Tip Bombers?
Tip Bombers.
No.
The Tip Bombers. I'm aware of this.
This is very, very cool. This Tip Bomber, this is the 14th year they've done it. What they do is randomly select a restaurant and a server, and at the Christmas season rolls around, they go in and leave a massive
tip. Make sure you
tip.
Say that clearly when you say that.
Yeah, tip
you say it quickly,
bomber.
It could be construed as somebody.
No.
I don't want to read online all day that Rob was talking about boobs.
Yeah.
But it is a category.
Yeah.
So they randomly select a server at a randomly selected restaurant. Mm-hmm. This year, they left an 800.
My junior year at American University, they called me that. No, I'm sorry.
They did?
Go ahead. No, that's terrible.
They left an 808% tip to a server named Liz Heron, who works at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Liz, yeah.
And it made the news on Channel 5 right here.
Okay, we're about a block away from where this is all going down. We're just going to peek around the corner so they can't see us. What's going to take place is that these tip bombers are going to go inside, have lunch, and then they're going to leave a huge tip behind for someone they've never met before. They'll leave the restaurant, give us a call, and then we're going to take you inside.
And when we got that text, we headed inside Jimmy's Town Tavern in Herndon. We quickly found Liz Heron in the back hallway. Overjoyed.
Overwhelmed, like so thankful. I don't even know what to say.
They left behind an $1,100 tip. The check, just $125. And when we were speaking to Liz's boss about the
tip,
we discovered Liz has been through a tough couple of years. Her Ruston home was destroyed in a fire 2 years ago. Her pets died in that fire.
She lost everything. So they gave it to the right girl. It's pretty cool.
Liz told us later she was injured in the fire and still has medical issues. Just recently, she moved back into her home and says this money sure will help.
It gives me hope for humanity. There's still people with huge hearts out there, and that means so much.
The amazing thing about it
was totally random.
They didn't know about the fire. They didn't know about her medical bills.
No. The amazing thing is Jimmy was actually in Sydney, Australia, and heard that there was a camera crew coming to his restaurant, and he made it back in 15 minutes.
I'm happy for Liz. But
Liz, that's her name, right? She's a wonderful waitress over there and been with Jimmy for a good long time.
Jimmy just sounded so happy to be on camera.
Of course.
He loved it.
So giddy.
She lost everything.
Yes! You caught that's the Jimmy. Tone!
Jimmy, I mean, that,
you know
that
what?
Be...
Even her pets died.
Jimmy's at like Mackey's in Manassas. Is like, did you hear a camera crew's going over there? They give a tip to Luke.
I gotta go. I'll be right there.
Let me get in my muscle right car. I can be there in 10 minutes. Think, wait, ooh. Matt Ackland, wait.
Yep.
Do you think he called Liz and was like, it'll be okay?
Yeah. So, you gonna make your shift?
Anyway, all right, go ahead.
And the first thing Liz did when she got the tip was give $100 to a fellow server.
That is awesome.
Such a great story.
So,
I love it.
Well, she's so I mean, sweet. I remember her. I've been in there enough, and I remember, and she's kind of like our go-to when mm-hmm. we were
she's
in
awesome.
Jimmy's.
She's the best.
Great she's server rules. There. Really good lady.
So Prince Harry did a sit-down interview with Barack Obama, and they're going to drop that later on, I think, between Christmas and New Year's. But this is what happened before the interview when they're just talking back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool because Prince Harry is cool, and Barack Obama is the coolest. So they're sitting down, so you get to see a little bit of behind the scenes between royalty from both sides of the Atlantic.
The final, do I have to speak faster? Because I'm
a
slow speaker.
No, not at all.
Okay. But, do I need the British accent?
But if you start using long pauses between the answers, you're probably going to get
right.
the face.
Are you, let me see the face. Oh, okay. I don't want to see that face. Excellent. Okay. I'm ready when you guys have sound? You guys,
you're sounding great.
You're all good?
Yep,
we're
sounding
great. You're excited about this. I'm nervous about this. That's what's quite funny.
It's fun. I'll interview you if you want.
No, okay. Let's keep it this way. I much prefer that.
So cool.
That
he is so
awesome.
At ease.
What is this?
What do you guys make? What do you guys make of his fiance?
Oh, she's built like a brick house. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think there might be trouble there. I don't
why?
Know.
Why?
I read the tabloids.
Dude, you're so trashy.
Been around the block.
What tabloid did you
she's
read?
Just, I think she's a climber. I think she's
a climber?
I think she's trying to insinuate herself into the royal family, and I think it's going to be problematic.
You sound so old-fashioned.
Thank you.
And so out of touch. A climber.
Oscar, she's no Kate Middleton.
That's
Let
true.
Let me put it to you that way.
She will
she's
be the Larry
no Lady
Michael.
Diana.
She'll
That's
be the Larry
sure.
Michael of the royal family. She's a climber.
Am I the only one that thinks the queen will live forever?
Let's close.
If we have
just
royalty
hey, hold on,
in this.
Hold
yes.
on. Just remember I said it.
Okay.
Remember I said that down the road, there may be trouble.
This man imparts right. wisdom. This is what right. he does.
How much higher can you
there
go than
a
prince?
There are a few things I know, Oscar, and one of them is relationships.
This is great.
Let's close with this. I love this because our listeners are the best. They took something that we were talking about last week, and I don't know why slowing it down makes it funnier, but it does.
Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down. When he's coming down the chimney down.
That is funny.
One more time, please.
Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down. down the chimney down.
That's slow Andy Williams, and that is your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
I would have preferred Matthew Broderick singing it. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. It's off to Dr. Needles.
Yay!
Good luck.
Don't forget, he's not going to give me the needle today, but I'm going to beg him. You're going to see me cry in an office.
Please get me back out to the golf course.
Bye, bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.